We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Albert Breer, 30 minutes ago, destroying the rest of the show. This is going to prove Peter Lynn's theory right, that you and I can turn a 5-second food thing into the rest of the show, and that we constantly take that bait. He's 100% right. This is no different.
Yeah.
So Chip, one of our good buddies, Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey, Chip.
Great movie.
Wonderful movie. Almost as good as peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Getting all hopped up a Mountain Dew.
So Chip said his sister likes water and she likes oranges, but doesn't like orange juice. I will tell you, I think it makes more sense to love orange juice and dislike oranges than the other way around.
Yeah, I like both.
I'm a recent convert, like the last like 20 years, to oranges. I've always loved orange juice.
Oranges?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a texture thing because of the.
You're like my son.
Yeah. I have some texture stuff. Like, I love the taste of mushrooms. I really struggle with actually mushrooms themselves. It took me a long time to love onions.
I do not like mushrooms. Dude, did we just become best friends by the way?
I think we did because of the onions thing or the mushrooms
both.
Thing? Both? Yeah.
I just started eating onions like in the last 5-7 years.
Yeah, and I've now gotten to the point where chopped up onions raw, I can actually deal with.
Yeah.
But you know,
you know where I learned to like them?
Where?
Hibachi.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, you know why? They're caramelized.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Caramelized onions are a game changer. Once, dude, I got used to that, I can deal with anything else.
And to me, it was the texture for a long time. And then once I had the caramelized onions at Hibachi, I'll have them now on my steak. The grilled onions are great. Yeah. I make them at home.
I love them in like a nice, like put them on bratwurst or whatever.
Yeah,
oh,
that's great.
My gosh.
Or
yeah.
Like on a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. I'm just really hungry now all of a sudden. I like peanuts.
What'd you say?
You heard the tea in there, guys. All right. The assassin strikes again.
You heard the tea. One other thing that I have never eaten is a tomato.
Yeah, no, tomatoes bug me out a little bit. I love pasta sauce.
Same. Ketchup. Same.
You know what it is? It's one another texture thing. And the other thing, it's just, oh my God, dude, now I'm thinking about it. I'm getting a little.
Getting all squirrely.
Getting all squirrely. I like peanuts. I'm getting antsy in my pantsy with Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah,
cannot handle it. Who, by the way, will be on the morning show with the Morning Boys tomorrow at 8 a.m. How about that for a plug?
That's a good plug.
Tomatoes, again, great taste, but the actual biting into it, like just. Even the thought of it makes me just squirm.
I could never eat a tomato. People love them on sandwiches. I'll get a BLT and minus the tomato.
Me too. And the lettuce.
Dude, how
I'll just
similar
get the bacon.
Are we?
It's like the whole show has been how different you and I are.
Well, we're very different.
And well, now we're the same person. Now that we've found these 5 similarities, we're the same damn people now.
We're like changing bodies here.
Yeah, well, this is like Freaky Friday.
That was the movie I was thinking about.
And that is a bad trade for you. You're going from a Maserati to a 30-year-old broke-down Toyota Camry that when it goes uphill
could I put my athleticism in your body? That'd be fun to watch on the tennis court.
Yeah, except my Achilles would snap in 2 seconds.
Again, we're putting the athleticism in you, too.
Wait, so that means I get to look like you, but
no,
I'm
no,
completely
no. It's
unathletic?
It's your body, but then your body type, you know, inside your body, you can move fast. You don't pop your Achilles. You don't. Man, that's my biggest fear in life.
Oh, I thought you were Achilles. Talk about more things inside of me. 216-474-0092.
There's something inside of me. It's got.
I like
out.
Peanuts.
Remember the line in Jury Duty? The guy's trying to get out of Jury Duty.
The assassin again. Oh, man. Muffin Stud. I started saying this. That's not what I'm calling Keith.
Here's a stud.
Keith, you're the muffin stud?
It's the handle of the person on social media.
It was so important to read the handle.
Saying, my fascia also likes peanuts, but not the butter. What are we doing here?
It's a society.
Like, peanuts are okay. They are.
It's just, unless you have an allergy, a peanut allergy or nut allergy, I think that it's pretty commonplace that you should have a PBJ. You know, it's like an all-American food. You know, it really is. Do you have an allergy to nuts?
I do not. Tom, welcome to the show, Tom.
Tom, do you like peanuts?
Uncle Nicky, I have to go ahead and tell you, I liked you when you were here before. I like you when you came back over here. I think you're a great partner over there for Dustin. I know you talk about the girls all the time and your lady friend and all of everything else. I have to tell you, it takes a lot of courage for you to be able to come out on national radio like this. You talk about respect. I think it's fantastic. Don't try to cover it up with that silent T. I think you're doing an amazing job. It's a safe place. I want you to know we love you for who you are. You do not need to be ashamed. You're amazing. We love the person that you are and everything you do. You keep going on, pal. You're doing a great job, buddy. Thanks. Absolutely. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah. You're loved.
I am loved. I feel loved now.
You're going to sleep good tonight.
Oh, I don't even know where to go.
I have no idea.
That's a great call by Tom. That was
pretty
smooth and
pretty witty.
Well done there. So peanut butter.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Well, it's the deal.
So Keith promised that he was going to put up a poll on the show account. Keith, have you come up with a poll?
Yes, I did. I actually just tweeted out about 5 minutes ago. It's on behalf of Albert Breer, and I did tag him in this so he can see every bit of this and how weird it is. We ask you if it's weird to like peanuts but not peanut butter. The early returns, it's actually like almost 50-50.
Wow. I mean, this country.
I think maybe we should have just limited it to, is it weird to have never had a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's, I can't.
No, I'd take it down.
I think you should. I think we got to put up a new poll that represents.
Yeah, Keith, very misleading poll.
Yeah.
Yep, edit it.
I think we have to properly shame Albert on this. With love and respect to Albert Breer. Like, this is a man who's got to worry about his credibility, and they came out talking about he's never had a Reese's cup. Like, that, maybe it's because if you look, like, I am one of those Easter Reese's eggs away from diabetes. Like, we are that close, and it is almost exclusively because of peanut butter and chocolate together. But the peanut butter and jelly thing, like, it's basically like being like, yeah, this America thing, eh, not my thing. Yeah, I would like a dictator. I don't want freedom anymore.
Excuse me?
I would rather have my president be Mussolini instead of Abraham Lincoln. I don't know. Trying not to get jammed up by you for the fourth time.
You like sex?
Fifth time in 15 damn minutes.
Is there anything else, though, that you have never tried?
Why? Why are you doing this? It's at this point, neither of us are trying to do it.
In terms of, you know, yeah.
In terms of
food, drink.
Anything else?
Yeah, we're talking about consuming things.
Like what else?
I'm just thinking. I don't know. I mean, we talked earlier. We asked Eric Metcalf if he was a big coffee guy. He's never had coffee in his
never
life.
Never had coffee. Or beer.
Or beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Beer does nothing for me.
Does a lot for me, dog.
Nah. No.
Does just a fair amount. Everything kind of does something for me, clearly. All right. So the new official show poll is up.
All right. Where's it at?
Afternoon 923 fan. On behalf of Albert Breer, we ask you if it's weird to have never eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm going to click yes. 9 votes in. 11% of people saying, no, it's not weird. I mean, I love it. I mean, I do love when people are like open-minded about stuff like this, but it's a bridge too far for me. Let's go with Patrick. Welcome to the show.
How's it going? Loving the discussion.
Thank you.
Food. Apples. Can't eat them. Can eat applesauce, apple pie, stuff like that. But like a raw apple? Nope.
But so what, is it a texture thing?
It's a texture and a smell thing.
Oh my God, I love the smell. Like right, it's like
no. Like if someone's close to me, I have to walk away.
And there's you don't have like an apple allergy. I don't know if there is such a thing.
Can I tell you something crazy after this call, Patrick? That's not that crazy. I was teammates with Will Allen.
Uh huh.
You know, former Buckeye and played for the Steelers. So we're in college and. We found out, dude, can't be around bananas.
Dude, those are awesome.
No.
With peanut butter.
Oh.
Can't be around them. Not like a peeled banana. Can't eat. Not that
and
he
it's
can't
not
eat.
An allergy. It's dude, he gets dude, he's disgusted by
it's,
it?
It's a phobia or something weird. Dude, it there were like I remember some of the seniors when Will was because Will was like a year older than me, and they. It would come in the DB meeting room with like a bunch of bananas. I swear to God, you'd have thought the guy saw a ghost. He ran away.
I've never heard of a banana phobia.
Banana phobia.
That I feel like that should drive. Like if you're phobic of bananas, I think you should like seriously consult.
I mean, he ran away from the bananas like it was a tarantula.
It's uncovered so much here that I'm officially apoplectic. Lots to unpack. So the weird thing about what our guy was just saying there is...
Tom,
thank you. I understand...
No, that was not Tom. Tom was the call wishing you well.
Yeah. Look what you did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, friend. I'm still like...
You're forgiven, son.
I'm shook. Thanks, Dad. I'm shook. I'm shook on like multiple levels here. Okay. I understand not liking apples, although I love apples. The smell thing is a little different for me, but I don't understand if you like applesauce and apple pie, because apple pie is a weird texture. Like, they can be a little, they're like mushy, but they're not soft, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And I love apple pie, but every once in a while, I'll take a bite of apple pie and be like, oh, we're just moving on. There's no way we can keep doing what we'll never talk sports again the rest of the day. It'll just be peanut butter and jelly. We had somebody tell us on social media that apparently The Undertaker is afraid of cucumbers.
That is the word on the street.
That is a wild thing to be afraid of. We just because here's the thing. It's too fun of a rabbit hole. Like much like actual peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or Reese's peanut butter cups, I cannot contain myself with the with this rabbit hole. So... good afternoon for the Gardos today. We did get a second balcony.
Good afternoon. I'm like, I was going to say, good afternoon, Nick.
Yeah, it was a good afternoon.
Good evening.
Nick. Well, now you kind of got me there. But no, it was a good win. Like, and now they are 13-6. I'm curious with the story by Jason Lloyd and Zach Meisel that. Tristan McKenzie last year had a tear in his UCL, and he rested and rehabbed. He could have gotten Tommy John last year instead, and he kind of admitted it in the piece because he is in the kind of prime money making years of his career. He chose to do rest and rehab to try and avoid losing potentially up to a season and a half of his peak. But he's pitching through this, and he's trying to figure out if he can get back to who he was or whether he still might need Tommy John surgery. Does that impact the Foxometer that we debuted 2 days ago?
Well, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, and I do think that it takes it down a little bit. However, the Gardos won today, and so it's tough to be negative on a day that they win.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, in terms of the long-term success of this club, I do think they're going to need him to be 100%. And not just this year, but like going forward. Like I don't want this guy to be, have his elbow dangling off by the end of the year. And then all of a sudden, you know, we could be talking about next year. Could be talking about who knows?
I thought it was, he kind of walked through in this Jason Lloyd piece, and it was Jason and Zach together because, you know, they interviewed him and they kind of looked at players who've tried rest and rehab instead of Tommy John. I mean, I think the consolation is if it was a complete tear, right, instead of whether it's a micro tear or a small tear, if it was a complete tear, he wouldn't be able to throw. So I think this becomes a thing of there have been instances where players have done this successfully. There have also been players that have done this and they have end up having to have Tommy John surgery. Like they actually referenced Shane Bieber, who kind of came out and didn't feel great mm-hmm. early in the season, despite, mm-hmm. I don't know, looking dominant. And so then he got what was two or three starts in and said, I can't do this. I need Tommy John surgery. What I think is interesting about the mm-hmm. Tristan thing is the timing of it's really interesting because if he had gotten it last, I think it was last July, he would really be towards the end of it now, and he'd probably be 2 months away from re-debuting. And like I kind of couldn't understand his logic because if he had got it then, so he's not a free agent till 2020.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
26, which means he still has multiple seasons before. If he had been able to... If he'd been able to come back this July, he would have, what, a season and a half, two and a half seasons before he gets to the point where he's going to be up for free agency. So I think in the end, I think he was thinking about long-term money-making years. Obviously, arbitration would be impacted by this. I think he might have outsmarted himself if in the end he ends up actually needing Tommy John, which again is, the thought is, He doesn't need it, right? He is healthy enough to be pitching, but that's the risk. The risk is there's still a risk he could end up having to have it if, let's say, this becomes a bigger issue or if the results don't come back, if his velocity doesn't come back, much like we saw with Shane Bieber, it could end up being something he needs to do.
Well, I mean, time's going to tell on this thing, but I'm definitely concerned.
It's so funny, like, it's tough because we're so early into the season, and a big part of what I thought sidetracked them last year was you had the rotational injuries early in the season, and you go from that to then all of a sudden the bullpen is taxed, and then the bullpen starts to kind of fall apart because they're overutilized, and then I think that only made the lineup more aware of how bad the lineup was to start last year. And it just became like you didn't have any of the three major parts of your team to fall back on. It clearly right now the offense is getting the job done. Even if they're just in some stats they're middle of the road, in other stats they're top 10. I mean, like in terms of run creation, mm-hmm. they're way up there. So like I don't expect the offense to be able to do this for 162. I expect them to still be decent. Like Jimenez looks like Jimenez again. Kwan looks like Kwan plus. Hosey actually still has not had the best start of the season. So, like, there's still some potential upside there. But, like, if the offense keeps here, it's going to be Arias. It's going to be Rocchio. It's going to be Bo Naylor. It's going to be the other guys in the lineup come around and start, I don't want to say hitting their weight because that's not fair, but either give you power or really great contact. But that being said, it's tough to see them winning a five-game series if you don't have either McKenzie or Bieber, and obviously Bieber's already out for the season. But in terms of 162 games, you really just need innings. I mean, you like Cookie today. Cookie probably could have given you the sixth inning today. They didn't, and I get it. It's early in the season. It's not a complaint. But like he had 81 pitches through five. He wasn't flawless. But he gave up, I think, seven base runners in six or seven base runners. But he only gave up a couple runs. Like, that's, you need that. Like, I think what they're doing is sustainable. I just don't know if at any point, basically, you're going to run out of arms. That's the fear. If there's any more injuries after this, could you run out of arms? Why are you smiling?
I just love listening to you talk baseball.
Thank you. You are the baseball guy, so that's about as big of a
compliment. Well, you know, sometimes I just sit here and just want to hear your takes because I already know everything.
Yeah, that's fair. As the baseball guy. Now,
and the prep guy.
As we talk about Tristan McKenzie's injury and the concern there, again, I think you're right to be concerned. I just hate how it's going to sound like...
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to complain about Guardians fans. But I do think every time this team has even a mild roadblock, it becomes shut it down radio. And I just don't think that's where we are with the Guardians. I don't know if Ben Lively, I don't know if he can do what he did yesterday or even close to it for the rest of the season. I don't know where Gavin Williams' situation is and whether he'll come back or if he comes back this year. That'd be a huge blow, too. Bybee and Logan Allen certainly need to pitch a little bit better than they have for most of this season. At the same point, winning baseball, and until you start to see the wheels come off, like they didn't play a great game today, and they won the damn game. Keep doing that. You keep just piecemealing wins. Like, if you build up a big enough sample size, or if you build up enough wins early in the season, it can give you some wiggle room and maybe encourage the team to trade for, like, even just an inning eater starter at the deadline. Now, you're the baseball guy. The Morning Boys.
Morning Boys.
Very good with the baseball as well. Love the Seattle manager. I remember Scott Servais. They love him. I remember that being a big topic on the station last year. Servais, as some would call him, but not the Morning Boys. And
was it both of them?
It was one of them.
Oh. Which one?
No names. With that being said, they had a very interesting take to start the show today about yesterday's Guardians-Red Sox game that I will now be take-shaming.
Opening segment, it was a very, very quick Major League Baseball game. I didn't get your thoughts, Kenny, because we weren't talking about the speed of play as much as we did a year ago. Hour 49 yesterday, the Guardians went down to the Red Sox in that shutout 2-0. Hour 49. Do you feel if you pay for a ticket, not just given a ticket for free or anything like that, if you pay for a ticket, do you feel gypped?
What the hell is that?
That take?
So I would like to point out that Anthony Lima was on the cutting edge of complaining about how long baseball games were. And rightfully so, by the way. They were too damn long. There's a reason why last year baseball went to extreme measures to cut down on the time of these games, because they were. It had ballooned to 2.5 to 3 hours on any given day. That's too much. But you can't then turn around. For, like, the entire time I've known Anthony Lima, he's been pounding the drum that baseball games are too damn long, and now we're a season plus. We're not even a season and a half. We're a season, not even in a quarter. We're a season plus into the perfect baseball rules. And Lima started today's show like, I don't know, do you feel cheated as a fan? No.
Now, let me just say this. If you truly believe that Lima believes that take, you're crazy.
I do not.
He is.
I think he's doing the slippery wizard.
Yep. And that's what he does.
Yeah. Do you think there's anyone that actually agrees with Lima?
No.
216-474-0092.
But it is funny, the fact that he woke up this morning at 542 and
got here about 5:59.
And got here at 59, yeah, and came up with that take in 60 seconds.
So
it's impressive.
Is there anybody out there that agrees with Lima's take? Or it's not even a take, it's a question. That maybe yesterday's baseball game between the Guardians and Red Sox was too short, and it actually, in some way, cheated the fans. Anybody out there that agrees with that?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.